get ready for a special Let's Pray we put together for you during our coronavirus pandemic. We're here for you, family.
That's right. Also, we're continuing our series on the armor of God, and we're taking your calls live. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. Amen?
Amen.
877-LETS-PRAY is the number to call with any requests that you have.
We're excited to connect with you during this very difficult time. And you may notice some things are different again this week.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are just tuning in, we have a very small team.
That's right. We're trying to stay safe.
That's right. And trying to just minimize the amount of individuals in here. But we wanted to be able to provide this service and just really be here with you all during these troubling times.
That's right. Spiritual support, hope.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of ways you can connect with us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find all of those at Let's Pray Live. And the phone number to call, Mario, why don't you tell them?
877-7-LETS-PRAY is that number, and we want to hear from you.
We sure do. You know, we've got a line for our international family as well, 859-777-PRAY. We'll dive into our topic in just a moment, but first, as usual, let's start with a word of prayer.
Let's pray, family. Dear Lord, we are excited to be here today. We have our global family with us, and we are moving through this pandemic and other things outside of what the news is proclaiming. We're dealing with things in our homes, with our finances. We're dealing with a lot now, but we're asking that you give us your peace. And we ask that your presence would abide with us for this hour, that we might leave this place rejuvenated, revived, and reassured that you're still on the throne and you are still in control. We submit ourselves to you now, Lord. In Jesus' name, accept our worship together. Amen.
Amen. Hope at home.
Yes.
Our desire today is not only to lift your heart to the Lord, your request to the Lord, but also that you might walk away with more peace and more encouragement than you might have been feeling earlier today. We deal with serious topics, so don't let that surprise you. But at the same time, we have a serious Jesus who loves us and is here for us throughout this entire process. Amen.
You know, Susan, what I love about what we have the opportunity to do here, mainstream media is talking a lot about what's going on, COVID-19, and it's pushing it. And it pushes the problem, but it doesn't push the solution often. But we have an opportunity here to talk about the problem and then take the problem to the solution.
Amen.
And that is just amazing. And so I'm just so thankful to be able to serve with you and our community today.
Praise Jesus. You too, friend. You know, it really is a handoff process.
That's
right, straight to the Father. Not about us. We're just facilitating a process. And friends, if you want to see a little bit more of Let's Pray and some encouraging programming on your Sabbath as well, friends, you can go to hopetv.org/at home to catch previous Sabbath's special programming for you to bring you hope and encouragement. And then you can join us again this coming Saturday morning. We're going to be having some more special program to encourage you. It'll be on again on Sunday as well. And then you'll get a little extra Let's Pray in there too. Amen.
Hey, amen.
Amen. 877-7 Let's Pray is the number to call. You guys, we want to hear from you.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I know we have a scripture, as always, to kick this thing off, season.
You know, we've been talking about the armor of God, the full armor of God, and praying through that. So far, we've covered the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness.
Uh-huh.
Today, we're going to be talking about the shoes of the gospel, the readiness of the gospel of peace. So in the New International Version, in verse 10, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, and the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. But don't be discouraged. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They might be there, but our Jesus is bigger. It goes on to say in verse 13, therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to take your stand, to stand your ground, excuse me, and after you have done everything, to stand.
Yeah.
Amen. Mario, would you finish that?
Sure. Point? Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, in verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people.
Amen. You know what? I'm a doer. Can I tell you that? I'm a doer. I'm somebody who, when there's crisis, I want to know there's something I can do.
Yeah.
There's something I want. You know, I'm a touch of a Martha. I can be a Mary, but I'm a bit of a doer.
Yeah.
This set of scriptures for me really helps me to know that although the power is not mine and I'm not causing and affecting anything, essentially, but I have something that I can do.
Yeah.
I can put on the full armor of God.
That's right.
I can pray in all times and in all occasions.
Yeah.
And I can do everything I can. And once I have, I can stand.
That's right.
And that standing is a position of spiritual warfare.
That's it.
Man, that's where Jesus is like, that's my kid.
Yeah. Oh, man, Season. You know, I just can't help believe that the Holy Spirit impressed upon us to talk about this for such a time as this.
I mean, no, he did.
It seems like it really is. And as scripture says, it's all spiritual warfare. It's not the president. It's not the governor. It's not your boss. It's not your spouse. It's spiritual darkness, whatever you're going through. And it seems like opposition. There are spiritual forces behind the physical forces that we think we're fighting.
Yeah.
And if it's spiritual, then we also know we have victory through Christ because he is the king of everything.
He is. And there's hope and encouragement in all of this.
Yeah.
That's Jesus. He is the hope. He is the encouragement. He's everything that we need during this time. And it's real.
Yeah.
It's not like there's not something very intense going on around us, but our Jesus knows how to handle a serious situation. And you know what? He still has joy.
That's right.
He still has it available for us.
Yeah.
And I have to be honest with you guys, I've been struggling to find my joy in the last 48 hours. Not that there's some outside of what we're all dealing with, but I'm just going to be real. Last week it was, oh, okay, we can kind of slow down a bit. This week it's, oh, all right.
Right. We're in here.
Oh, okay, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, we get a break on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
That's right.
We do.
That's right.
Praise Jesus.
Get to come out the house.
The house and hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. Praise God.
Yeah.
So friends, we have somebody on the phone call. Let's take our first caller. His name is Mike. Mike, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Praise report.
Yes. Let's hear it, Mike.
I had a heart valve replacement yesterday.
Yes.
And Jesus just guided the team.
Praise God. All
the way.
It
was a great success, and I'm already feeling the benefits from it with better breathing and more stamina.
Praise God. That's amazing. I can't believe that you're talking to us on the phone and you had a valve replacement yesterday.
Yes.
Not only
I'm in the hospital.
Praise God.
And laughing.
You know what else, Mike? I'm really pleased. We have prayed for you. We are so excited to hear from you because of who you are, but it makes it a little bit sweeter in this moment because you are Russ's dad. And for those of you who don't know, Russ is our director extraordinaire. The gentleman he's quite amazing. He actually runs the studio portion of Hope Channel right now. And he's been talking about you and asking for prayer on your behalf and just has expressed love. And so I know he's so relieved to know that you've made it through.
Praise the Lord for his goodness.
How you're feeling more stamina. How long are they expecting you to be there in the hospital?
I should be going home tomorrow morning.
Praise God. Well, then we're going to pray that he continues to heal you and keeps you through the night so that you might be able to go relax in your home. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir, Michael. It's our joy.
Wow, that's great news. Mm-hmm. We have Rudy calling from California. Rudy, I'm going to go ahead and put you on the spot. I know you have a verse for us. If you could start us out with that verse and then give us your prayer request or praise, we'll march right on through.
Mario, it's actually 6:18, Ephesians 6:18.
There we go. Go ahead and read it.
It says this, and it's a single verse. I got your message last week. It says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
Amen. Rudy, you know, the Lord is moving, and he's connecting hearts from coast to coast for his word and for his glory. And so thank you so much for giving us that word. And what's your prayer request or praise?
Just keep praying for the church. We are, I found out that we're starting to record on Saturdays now.
Okay.
And streaming live on Sunday.
All right. Well, we will certainly keep the church lifted. And thank you so much, Rudy. It's always good to hear from you. And we'll talk to you soon.
I will call back next week with a prayer request.
Amen. All right, Rudy. Amen.
You know, Mario, in Proverbs 18:10, I have a list of scriptures here because I just really feel like the Lord wants us to speak the word of God.
Amen.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. That brings me peace.
That's it.
That brings me peace.
That's right.
You know, the gospel of peace is so powerful. Not only does it bring peace, but it gives us an opportunity because it's the shoes of the readiness.
Yeah.
It gives us the opportunity to leave tracks of peace wherever we go.
That's right. That's
right. Amen.
Yeah, you know, and that the readiness denotes that there is a work being done before calamity hits, before peace is needed in the forefront, that he's preparing you for the calamity so that, like you said, you're leaving those tracks of peace right when needed. And so that's an awesome perspective.
Amen. Praise God. Well, friends, we want you to be able to enjoy the peace of the Lord even in the midst of the things that are going on right now. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. We are literally waiting to hear from you. And Let's Pray Live, we're also streaming there at Let's Pray Live. Amen.
Amen.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And that's how you can get a hold of us.
Yeah.
So do we have any more phone calls?
I'm not hearing any. I just want to take this time. Family, listen, we've got things that we can discuss with you. You know, we've got all kinds of goodies and scriptures for you, but this is your time to call. If you've been at home, if you've been struggling with this transition, if you've got a recent diagnosis or whatever the case is, whatever you're going through, give us a call. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number. Tell somebody else about it. Maybe they need to call and talk to someone.
Maybe we just need some community. Speaking of community, we have Kenneth in Georgia. Kenneth, welcome back, I believe, correct?
Yes.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I just want to pray for the that we all come together as a nation and just pray.
Amen.
Because God is showing us something. And a lot of things are shut down. A lot of things are in a chaotic situation. But if we can pray as it says, let's pray. Let's pray.
Let's
pray hard and strong daily, every second. It comes to our mind. Let's pray.
Amen.
Kenneth, I want to talk about by praying.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? Based on that recommendation, Kenneth, let's pray right now, shall we?
Amen.
Amen. Let's do it together. I'm going to pray for Mike. I'm going to thank God for Mike, and I'm going to pray with my friend Kenneth. Amen. Heavenly Father,
Amen.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to lift up Mike. Father, we are praising God. It is a true rejoicing in our hearts that he has made it through. Father, let it be an example of so many scenarios to come. Father, praise reports, people being healed, people being brought through. Father, God, you deserve all of the praise, and we are so grateful, Lord. We pray that you would continue to help him to heal, and that he would make it home tomorrow. You would guard him and keep him, Father, through the night as well. And Jesus, as Kenneth said, Lord, We just need to pray. Yeah. That's what the program is called. Heavenly Father, Lord, bring your hope. Bring your peace. Father, your gospel, it just is the most beautiful, peaceful, piece of good news, Jesus, that we could possibly participate in or heal. Lord, Mario and I in conversation, Jesus, he's talked about the fact that if it doesn't bring peace, then it's not the gospel.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for that truth.
Yeah.
Lord, before we could do anything, you gave us you.
Yeah.
Lord, while we were still sinners, yeah. Father, you came, Lord, and you gave your life so that we might live.
Thank
Jesus,
you.
That's enough. Father, we are so moved by your great, extravagant love. Jesus, help us to contemplate that and to understand the implications of your love and the work that was done on the cross. Father, the shedding of your blood and, Lord, the power of your resurrection.
Mm.
Lord, help that to be real to us in the midst, in the darkness, Lord. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow, we will fear no evil. For your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Lord,
yes.
You are right next to us. And Jesus, I am so grateful for who you are.
Yes.
Lord, we just praise your almighty name. Hallelujah, Father, for who you are. Lord, let your love and your hope and your life go out from this broadcast, Lord, not because of words I'm speaking or anything that Mario can do, Lord, but because of you. Because of
yes.
your Holy Spirit, Lord. We need your encouragement and your comfort for those. There are so many dealing with real devastating loss during this time, Father, that although they are struck down, we pray and we agree that they are not destroyed. Lord, that you are closer than a brother, that you mourn with those who mourn and you weep with those who weep. And Father, Lord, you will carry them through because joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you are a God of lightness, not of heaviness, Lord. Your burden is easy, your yoke is easy, and your burden is light, Father. We thank you for this. Please be with the doctors, the nurses, the first responders, Father, the moms and the dads at home, Father, the single friends and family that are at home. Jesus, all of the different scenarios, you're the only one who can see all. You're the only one who can know all. And Father, instead of focusing on the heaviness of those things that is very real, Jesus, we want to focus on who you are, what you are able to do, and what you have already done. We thank you for this in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Kenneth, Lord. Please be with him as well, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Father, we just want to lift up Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you so much for his life and his ministry. And he's just lifting up a request for his church that it continues to prosper. For your glory, God, that the gospel of peace may go forth, Lord, that the church would be used as a vehicle to further your kingdom and for your love to be shown to the community and to the world. And so bless him as he leads. Lead him, Lord, and give him the vision and the resources to be able to continue to have his church be successful in the community. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, friends, we'll be right back after the break with more of our special coronavirus prayer coverage and praying through the armor of God. We're here for you. Be right back. Welcome back. Sorry, Mario.
No.
Welcome back to you.
That's right. 8777, let's phrase that number. We're waiting to hear from you. I told you, listen, we have a script, but we want to hear from you. If you have a private prayer request or praise, you can visit us on our online prayer room. It's easy to find. Go to hopetv.org/letspray and click on the tab that says prayer room. There you can pray for the request from our community, and don't forget to leave a prayer request for yourself if you need.
That's right. Today we're doing things just a touch differently. There is coverage here for the coronavirus. That's what we're trying to do, is continue to cover you, your prayer requests, and to provide a bit of hope at home.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very small team. Normally there are at least four more people in this room. I don't know if we happen to have a camera angle where folks can see, but if not, we do. Perfect. Thank you so much. So you'll notice there that there are no people behind the cameras.
That's right.
It's just, you know, the two of us.
Hey.
Just a quaint little meeting with a few thousand of our friends. Praise God.
Right.
We're so glad that you're here. We are glad that we can be here. And don't forget that you can find us at Let's Pray Live on all of the social media platforms, the big three, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
That's right. That's right. Well, we have a call from Wilbert on the line. Wilbert, so good to hear from you. Our brother, how are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Good, good. How can I pray for you?
Well, I want to pray for my nephew, daughter, Naya. She's a little sick, but I think she's maybe getting a little better. And also, I just want to pray for all the sick and shut-in in the land, and just continue to pray that we would all have a connection with Jesus, and pray that he would just continue to guide us and keep us.
All right. Now, you said Naya is your nephew's daughter. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. And what was the issue with her? I'm so sorry.
I think it was like...
is it some type of illness?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
A little fever or something.
Okay, well, we will certainly keep her lifted.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Wilbert.
Praise God, praise God. We're going to go to our next caller, and our next caller is Willie. Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hello?
Hello. How you doing? How can we pray for you?
I pray for me that I get close to the Lord, number one. Pray for my wife. And pray that I got a breathing problem. Help me with my breathing problem. With my legs. And pray for my four children.
All right. So you said, Willie, I apologize. You said that you are having a breathing issue. You want me to pray for your wife and for your four children?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I get close to the Lord first.
Yes, that's what it was. I knew I'd missed one. Thank you. Close to the Lord and amen. Doesn't everything fall in place when we get closer to him?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Sarah.
Ms. Willie, we're so glad that you called. Praise God. It's your first time calling, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. I believe so.
Oh, praise God. Well, you're stuck with us now. We like to keep the family that we get. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, give us a call back. We're always here to pray with you through just about anything you want to share with us. So praise God. The Lord hears you, sees you. We're going to lift you up in just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to go to Isaac calling from South Carolina. Isaac, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you tonight?
Oh, you know you prayed for me before, but I'm asking you again.
Mm-hmm.
Because last time I called, you prayed for my wife, where she was in the hospital on oxygen and stuff.
Yes.
And she's been home and getting well each and every day.
Amen.
God is watching over us.
Amen.
And I'd like a special prayer request for all the people that's worrying about this virus and I thank you for all the prayers that y'all pray for them, and that we all need to come together as a family and pray together and love one another.
That's right.
And you know, like y'all said, y'all didn't have but a few people in there. When one or more are gathered together, God is in the midst.
Come on now, Isaac. That's right, sir. That's right.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate all the prayers y'all pray for me and my family.
Well, they are going to continue tonight. And we are so grateful to hear that your wife is doing well. I tell you, as time goes on, health becomes our wealth, doesn't it, Isaac? And so it's so good to hear.
God is a good person to have on your side.
It sure is. That's right. That's right. Well, so good to hear from you, my brother. And take care. Tell your wife, we send her our love and tell her we are rejoicing that she's home and safe, and we will continue to hear from you, Lord willing.
Okay, and I also included Mike and Rudy and Kenneth and Willie and Wilbert and some others that y'all been talking to on the phone.
I know.
In my prayers.
Listen, I know that they feel blessed to hear you call their name. They don't even know you, and you don't know them. But
exactly.
You are taking them to the Lord. That is awesome. That's what this community is all about. So thank you so
that's
much.
That's what love is all about.
Amen,
hey,
friend.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Isaac. Take care.
Thank you.
You know, I know it blesses them to hear their names again and to know that someone's covering them. That's what this community is about, friends. And before I go to Walter, Walter, hang on one second for me, friend. I have a prayer request from Hope Channel friends. Her name is Sylvia, and she's asked on behalf of Vesna and Alex's mom. The person we're praying for is Savka. So we need to pray for her. Monday, she went in for a routine heart procedure, ended up in an emergency day-long surgery where her life hung in the balance. She needed additional operations for complications, has not been conscious, or at least not communicative, in well over a week. So the prayer request from the family is that we would lift her up and to make things a little bit harder, not to make them harder, but also something that has made this harder, is that a few months ago they lost their dad to a stroke. Now he's still alive, so don't get caught up in the language there. Still alive, but his mind is gone and he cannot speak or communicate. Vesna and Alex just can't imagine losing their strong mother. That's their words. And she's the pillar and such a godly lady. So they're just loving on her. We're hoping and praying that the Lord will continue to carry them through. And the request itself is that there is some improvement tomorrow and full restoration eventually, if it is God's will. And I think we might have a picture of Savka. I'm not sure. We have a small team in the control room, so we may or may not be able to get to that. So it looks like it's up. Oh, no, that's Tony. We're going to talk about him in just a second. So this is that Savka and her husband. Praise God. So, guys, listen, the picture you saw first, we're going to talk about. That's an amazing story. We'll talk about that if we get a chance to get to it. In the meantime, his name is Tony. You want to pray for that gentleman. And that was our friend Sylvia in the other picture as well. So the request right now is for Savka and Tony. But hopefully I'll get a chance to tell you about Tony later.
Amen. Amen. Well, I guess we can go ahead and pray.
All right, let's do it. Wait, I believe we have a phone call from Walter in North Carolina.
Go ahead. Oh, that's right.
How can we pray for you? Thank you for your patience, Walter. How can we pray for you? I heard you for just a second, but I lost you. All right, Walter.
Can you?
Oh, there you. I keep catching you for just a second, Walter. All right, Walter, I'm sorry. We're going to have to move on, but hopefully we'll get reconnected with you. But I've got your name, and Jesus knows exactly what you need. So be encouraged. We're going to be lifting you up now.
We have Kim calling, I believe, from North Carolina. Kim?
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
I want to ask prayer first for my coworker.
Okay.
Her husband died on Saturday from cancer.
Oh. Wow, so sorry to hear that. What is her first name?
I don't know if I can release that, but...
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Co-worker. That's fine.
Yeah,
the Lord knows. The Lord knows.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And also, I want to ask for prayer for one of my other co-workers. I told her about your show and also the online prayer website, and she has been asking about it,
awesome.
And I'm praying that that will lead to something to come into her life spiritually.
Amen.
But she has been asking about, and I told her about how it had helped me in terms of I tend to use the online service for prayer, and so I told her about it.
Amen.
Hopefully. It'll lead to, I guess, a greater spiritual understanding.
Amen. Amen. And we will certainly be lifting her up to that end. And the first coworker, they lost who to cancer?
Her husband.
Her husband. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we will certainly lift her up. And thank you so much, Kim, for calling in and hanging out with us tonight. You know, this is what we're all about, family, community, and prayer. And so it's so good to hear from you.
Okay.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, once again, that number is 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. We want to hear from you, and we're ready to pray for you. So give us a call. Tell somebody about us as well. Everyone needs community, especially during this time.
Amen, amen. Amen. Why don't we go ahead and pray for who we've got?
Sure.
All right, I'll start. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to lift up Willie, Lord. Thank you for just the phone lines, Lord, that we're able to receive phone calls at this point, Lord. Thank you that you know his four children and you know his wife. You are aware of his breathing complications at this point, Jesus. Lord, we're asking for your divine intervention in their lives, Father, for peace. Father, restoration of breathing, Father, that you would draw his children so close to you, Lord, that people would have to come through you to get to them, Heavenly Father. I ask for growth in their lives, Heavenly Father. Lord, as they grow, I don't know how old they are, if they're adults, if they're children, but Heavenly Father, I'm asking that wherever they are, Lord, that they would allow you to lead their steps, Heavenly Father, that you would cover them and protect them, as well as Willie and his wife, Heavenly Father. Lord, please continue to cover them as they go into the rest of their week, Lord. And as well for Walter, Jesus, Lord, we didn't get a chance to speak to him yet, but you knew exactly what he needs. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what he needs, Father. And so, Jesus, we just ask you to have your way in his life in the name of Jesus, that nothing would hinder that, Father, that whether it be health, finances, family, fear, anxiety, concern for a loved one, Jesus, whatever it is, Lord, that your outstretched hand would minister, Father, that your power would be made real in their lives, Lord, and that they would glorify your name. Mm. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Lord, we continue lifting up Isaac, and we are so elated to hear that his wife is at home and she's recovering. Thank you so much, God, for delivering her during this time. We rejoice and celebrate with Isaac. Lord, and we just ask that you will continue to be with him as well as he supports his dear wife as she's recovering. And may you continue to bind them together with cords of love. May your Holy Spirit continue to be poured out over them so that it is contagious with everyone that they come in contact with. Lord, we want to ask that you be with Kim. She is ministering in the workplace, whether intentionally or indirectly, but it is manifesting to one of our coworkers is just searching in the middle of a spiritual journey, and she's becoming more aware of it, Lord, and she's heard about Let's Pray. We pray, God, that she would tune in, Lord, not just because of it's us being here, but more so because, Lord, she may have an opportunity to have a closer connection with you and a greater spiritual understanding just by being around like-minded individuals, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in her life. And we ask that you would bind the enemy's hands as she becomes more aware of your presence and her purpose. Let no weapon formed against her prosper, we ask in the name of Jesus. And then finally, Lord, there's a young man, 10 years old, by the name of Christian, who called last week and did not get to come in, and he's just been on my mind. We ask that you would lift up that you would hear the request that he's had, and that you would move on behalf of him and his family as they navigate through everything that's going on in their lives. Bless and keep him, God. And may he grow in wisdom and stature in favor with God and man. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, friends, we're going to go to a short break. We'll see you there in just a second. Welcome back to Let's Pray. Before we dive back in, we're inviting you to give us a call at 877-7-LETS-PRAY. It is a special program. We are here. It's a very small crew, but we just want you to know that the community is still active and that we will still pray for you. Amen. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number. It is the place where you do not have to pray alone. Praise God.
That's right. And speaking of not praying alone, we have Walter on the line.
Yay.
So good to hear from you, Walter. It didn't look like you were going to make it at first. How can we pray or praise with you? All right. We're having some problem with you. Listen, Walter, thanks for that second try. We prayed for you. We will continue. I hear that you might be here now. Can you hear
me? I'm here.
Okay. All right. All right. There's an issue on our end, maybe. How can we pray or praise with you, sir?
Yes, I've been dealing with a spinal disease for 19 years, and I'm tired of it. I'm trying to get rid of it.
You've been dealing with what type of disease?
A spinal disease.
Spinal disease. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And you've been praying about this for 19 years.
That's right, for 19 years, and I walk with a walking cane.
Wow. Wow. Walter,
get rid of that cane.
Yeah, we are certainly going to join up with you 19 years later in this prayer. If you can hang in there in faith, if you can continue to pray to the Lord, then we can have faith with you and for you to continue to join in prayer for this healing that to take place. Anything else, Walter? That's it. Okay. All right. Well, we believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so those hands still have power. Amen?
Amen.
Well, God bless you, Walter, and thank you so much for being a part of our family. We hope to hear you call back at some other time.
All right. So 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, my grace is sufficient for you. Mm. That's you. That's me. Amen. For my power is made perfect in weakness. So if you're feeling a little bit not so powerful today, don't worry, because our Jesus Christ is. In 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Just a word of encouragement. Isaiah 40:29, he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. So often in these scenarios, I believe, not that we've faced one like this in my lifetime, but in a scenario where I don't have any control, that sense of not being in control can be a little bit scary at times. Yeah. But our Father is in control. So be encouraged. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the truth about who he is, what he has done, it's tracks of peace in our life.
Tracks of peace.
It brings peace. It leaves peace. It is peace. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, God
Amen.
Is good.
Amen.
God is good. So we have one more call we would love to take. Ruth in Michigan, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Yes. I want you to pray for my daughter, Charlene.
Okay.
She has Parkinson's, and I've been praying for her. And she's a sweet girl. She helps me a lot. And I pray that God's mercy would be with her and she would be healed.
Amen.
And,
God's mercy.
I've never heard of anyone with Parkinson's being healed, but I know God can do anything.
He really, truly can. He does whatever he wants.
Our little church family, there's few of us. There's many in the area. There's many have taken Bible lessons, but no one's come through yet. And they pray that God would send his spirit to those Amen. That are searching
Amen.
And send them to our church and build it up.
That's the truth. Dear Sister Ruth, praise God for your heart for those, for your heart for the Lord to draw people to himself. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to be joining you in prayer on behalf of those in your community that need to know mm-hmm. Jesus. And for dear Charlene. How old is Charlene? Would it be okay if I asked?
Probably 58.
58. Sorry to put you on the spot there, Miss Ruth. Wow. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she realizes what a gift a praying mother is.
Oh, I pray. I just hope she's walking close with the Lord. I know that she has strayed there, but I pray that the Spirit would touch her and bring her back if she's not.
Amen.
But she's good. She lives a pretty good life, but there might be things I don't know.
That's always the possibility, but praise God, the Holy Spirit does. Amen?
Yes.
We can just leave that job to him.
Okay.
Praise God. We're going to be lifting up your dear family as well as the spirit of evangelism that you seem to have. Praise God for you, and please give us a call back. We'd love to know how Charlene's doing along the way.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Miss Ruth.
All right, we'd like to go to Wanda calling from Tennessee. Wanda, so good to hear from you. How can we pray a praise with you?
Yes, good afternoon. I called last week, and you all prayed for my son.
Yes.
And grandson. But today I'm asking for my sister, Deborah, who's having some tests done in the morning. She's being retested.
Okay.
And just for God to put his hands over her, and my friend Charlotte, who's dealing with breast cancer.
Just want
to keep them in prayer and just ask God to do what he do.
That's right.
Heal.
That's right.
He's an awesome God. He's my God. He's the one I trust.
Amen.
Do what he do. Amen.
That he will do what he does. All right.
Yes. If he healed back then with the woman with the issue of blood, he's still healing now.
Yes, he is.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, Miss Wanda, we're going to certainly lift lift Deborah up and then Charlotte as well. And God bless you. As you minister to them, and we'll lift you up as well. So.
Amen.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Just have
y'all
the
stay safe.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Wanda, you too.
I'm trying my best.
I say, Lord, heal
the land.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Heal the land, Lord. So I just imagine in my mind, just that Miss Wanda's phone call was kind of a reaching out to touch the hem of the garment.
Yeah.
It's a Bible story where a woman with the issue of blood, like she had mentioned, reaches out and touches the hem of the Lord's garment. And he says in the word that he felt the power leave him.
Yeah.
So I imagine that phone call being a bit of the hand reaching out. You know what I mean? We can reach out. That's what we're here for, you guys. Let's reach out to Jesus together. 877-7, let's pray. All right. So Eva in Oklahoma. Eva, welcome to Let's Pray. Ava?
Yes.
Ava, I apologize. How can
That's
we pray
fine.
For you?
I get called Eva a lot of times.
I'm sorry. I get called Summer, too, so it just happens.
That's quite all right, because God knows who I am.
Amen. Praise God. How can we pray for you today?
Well, I'm very concerned about my daughter and her workplace. If I can, can I say it?
You are welcome to say it, yes.
Tulsa Bus Transit, because I live in Tulsa.
Okay.
And my daughter is a worker there, and they have a COVID-19 case that they've identified, and they sent 15 other workers that work with this gentleman home.
All right.
And, you know, they're just saying they want to continue with work as usual, and I know what God can do. And that's why I'm calling you for prayer for a divine intervention so that these workers can be safe.
Yes, ma'am.
And if that means shutting down the plant, that's what I expect God to do.
Yeah.
So that not only my daughter, but all these other families, people and
safe.
Their families can be safe.
Miss Ava, would you mind telling me your daughter, just her first name, if you feel like it would be okay?
Deanna.
Deanna. Well, Deanna's mama knows where to go, amen, to Jesus, not to us, to Jesus on her behalf, amen.
That's the only place I know to go.
Amen, amen. Well, Miss Ava, I just have to stop for a second and just recognize the gravity of the moment that you are probably feeling right now because of this pandemic that we're all in, but you're dealing with a close call, a situation where you're feeling like it's gotten a little too close for comfort. Amen?
Yes.
Yes.
In a way.
Yes.
I had already been praying at least 4 weeks ago about this very thing, the COVID-19.
Yeah, yeah.
My prayer partner and I. So I know that God has it all in control and he's got it covered and we're protected, but you can never have too much prayer.
That's the truth. Let's do some more prayer. We're going to be lifting up you and your daughter, Deanna, in just a moment. Be encouraged. The Lord hears you and sees you. And whatever his outcome is, we know that he's going to carry us through. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. The only way out is through.
That's right.
Yep. All right, Miss Ava, you've encouraged my heart. We'll pray in just a second here. We'll talk to you soon.
Amen. I believe it's either Karen or Kareen. Please feel free to correct me. Calling from Florida, how can we pray or praise with you?
Hello, it's Karen.
Karen, okay. So good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Amen. What can we pray for you? How can we pray for you?
I'd like us all to pray especially for all of the people and the churches who have to stay home for we don't know how long because of the coronavirus, and that this would bring us all closer to Jesus and each other.
I sure will. We will certainly lift that prayer request up. And do you have any other, or is that it?
I think that would do a lot.
Okay.
And so that's why I'd like us to pray for that. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Is this your first time calling, Karen?
It is.
Okay. Well, thank you for having the courage to go live. And it's always good to have new voices and individuals call in. You're going to have to call us back and tell us how God is moving and, share your life with us as you see fit. We want to walk with you. So thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for praying.
All right. Take care.
Amen. Bye. So our next caller is Estelle. How can we pray or praise God with you?
Our youngest sister Phyllis is in the hospital in New York.
Yes, ma'am.
Pneumonia. Still testing for the virus. Please pray for her healing and accept God's grace. She has had much life. She has helped numerous people. A wonderful and as a wonderful sister and as a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank you so much for your prayer. Thank you so much.
Praise God. I can hear your heart, Mrs. Estelle. You're very concerned. Just to make sure I'm understanding, your youngest sister is in the hospital. We're still waiting on some testing to come back for COVID-19. And the rest of it was a little bit spotty, but I get the idea that she has lived quite a life and that you are asking that she would accept the grace of the Lord into her heart. Is that correct?
That's right.
Excellent. I thank you. I'm glad that the Lord gave me enough to hear. Praise God. Estelle, could we also pray for you as well? How are you handling this moment?
I have much to be thankful for.
True.
Thank him for all of his love and caring.
So clinging to Jesus. Amen. I think we're all in the same boat because really, where else are we going to go? Amen. Amen. Where else will we go? It's life with or without. And I'm not interested in the other way anymore. Amen. Mrs. Estelle, we're going to be lifting you and your dear sister up. May I have just her first name, if that's okay?
Phyllis.
You guys have great names. I love your names. Estelle and Phyllis. Classy. Praise God. We're going to be lifting Phyllis and you up as well here in just a moment. Okay, Mrs. Estelle?
Thank you so much.
You know what, Mrs. Estelle? I'm sorry, but can we pray for you right now? Can we pray for you right now? I apologize. I just felt the Lord give me a little nudge. Season, pray for her right now. So let's do that. Let's pray, family. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to be with Estelle. Lord, my mind is racing and I'm asking that you would help me to focus, Father, and to lift this dear request to your heart in the name of Jesus, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit. Father, I need your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would be with the doctors and the nurses and that if there is an alteration of medication, Father, if there is some small step, some inkling of an idea, something that can be done on behalf of Phyllis, Jesus, we pray that it would be implemented. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the medical staff. We know that they are doing their best because that's what they do. But Heavenly Father, in the midst of this, it is a lot. So we're asking for your peace, for your passion, your compassion, your power, and your healing for Phyllis right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know that there are so many others that this prayer extends to as we bow together as a community, Father. Lord, seeking the mighty King. Father, we pray for your healing to go out. Lord, that they would draw close to you, that Estelle and Phyllis both would have renewed and deepened faith. And Jesus, we're asking that Phyllis would know you in a saving relationship, Father, above and beyond anything we've even prayed so far. Lord, that she would know you. But Father, we pray that she would live and be able to tell others about you and to glorify your name through this time. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we continue. Walter called and he said for 19 years he's been praying that you would deliver him from a spinal disease. Lord, I don't presume to have the power to heal him, but you do, God. And so we just want you to know that we're joining in prayer with him. This 19-year long prayer, we are joining, Lord, and we're asking for healing in the name of Jesus. He said he walks with a cane, but Lord, he's coming to you. And I know that there are individuals, we read about it in your word, that came to you with their lifelong malady, and you were healed, and you healed them. Lord, we submit to your will, but we do ask, and we join in prayer with Walter with that request. Lord, we also lift up Wanda, who called on behalf of Deborah, who's getting some tests done, Lord. We ask that you would calm Deborah's heart and mind, but we also ask, God, that you would intervene in the midst of that in the name of Jesus. And then for Charlotte, who is battling breast cancer, her friend Charlotte, Lord, we ask that you would comfort her. We ask, God, that you would give her the power that she needs. May she feel the love and may she have a sound mind as she walks through this part of the journey. Lord, then we ask that you be with Karen. She said, listen, we just want to pray for churches that are struggling, that can't meet, and all the community that has been lost perceptibly in that coming together. Lord, we ask that you would bind them together even closer now, even though they're apart. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much. I want to continue this prayer on behalf of Ruth and her daughter Charlene, Jesus 58. Lord, please heal her from Parkinson's, Jesus. In the midst of this time and this struggle that she is facing, Lord, we are asking that you would strengthen her. Father, encourage her. Lord, let her be surprised at how good she feels. Heavenly Father, Lord, we submit to your will and purposes for her life and the story that you are bringing her through, your story, Lord, but we are asking for healing. And Jesus, her mom says, maybe there's things in her heart that she's strayed away. So please bring those things, bring that part of her heart, bring her back to you, Lord. That is her mom's request, Father. So in whatever ways that she needs a deeper understanding, Father, of who you are and a relationship to you, Father, Lord, we ask that you would do that, Father, that you would bring her to you in wholeness and in completely, Father. Lord, she asked that you would send your spirit to reach the people in her area. And Father, for Ava and Deanna, Jesus, please be in that place, Heavenly Father, for her work issues, the folks that are dealing with the COVID-19, the multiple people that were sent home with a possible exposure. Lord, we pray that they would not be infected, Heavenly Father. And I thank you for hearing these prayer requests, Lord. And we know that you are almighty and powerful. Father, thank you for who you are and what you are already doing. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Friends, I was just informed we have a backlog of callers. We know that there's so many of you that want to get through. We're running out of time here, but continue to hold on. We're trying to get you through to callers. We just love you, and we want to be here for you as much as we can. We wish we had more time.
We do. Yeah. We do. So promise of the day before we go to a close, friends and family, is Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We had one caller said, listen, I'm seeking Jesus first. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to do, friends.
I'm sorry, Willie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was mm-hmm. Willie. Thank you so much, Season. And so that's what we're going to do. Amid COVID-19, whatever you're going through, we're going to seek Jesus first and his righteousness.
You see me, I'm looking here because we've been trying to track with our social media community tonight. And I just want you to know there has been my iPad kind mm-hmm. of just said no, thank you. So we were trying to get a new way to track with you guys. We want you to know that we have been watching. We have been tracking with you. But we're going to have to hop on afterwards and say hi this one time again. Yeah. So you can join us on Facebook right after the program ends at Let's Pray Live. Let's say a quick word of prayer.
Sure. Father, Lord, we thank you for what you've done here tonight. We love this community, and we ask that you would put your hand of protection over us until we meet again, God. Thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We will see you next week with more of the armor of God and a special guest. We'll see you at the place where you don't have to pray alone. Praise God.